8:44 on your Wednesday morning. Good morning. Kevin Martell in again for Greg Morgan today and through the rest of this week. Top story in the news this morning, as you've been hearing, a Porter Airlines plane flying from Hamilton to Vancouver made an emergency landing last night in Regina. Roughly 90 or so people were on board. Things landed safely. They were okay, is what we've been told. Porter Airlines is out with a statement for us this morning, saying the flight captain landed in Regina last night because of the smell of smoke in the cabin. The airline says passengers were put in hotels overnight and they are set to be sent on to Vancouver later today. Other headlines this morning, wildfires. Yeah, they're continuing to pose some new threats. And one in particular that we're keeping an eye on, the Buell Fire in Prince Albert National Park, now 31 kilometers away from the Waskasoo town site. We heard yesterday from the Sask Public Safety Agency, President Marlo Pritchard, he was on the Evan Bray Show, and he says the number of active fires, yes, is going down, but only because they're merging. Some of them are getting larger. Over in Creighton, yeah, people had been evacuated. They are now home. They've been home for a little bit, and we are joined on the line this morning by Moira Davis. How are you, Moira? And you're back home in Creighton now, right?
Yes, we came back on the Wednesday, which was when Manitoba was allowed back. I was not coming home until I knew that both highways from Saskatchewan to Manitoba would remain open.
And so how does everything at your house look? Is everything in order? And I guess overall your community, describe it for us.
So we, as well as probably everybody I've talked to, were absolutely stunned that none of our houses had any major issues.
Oh, excellent.
Our insurer had told us we would be expecting smoke damage, so things that I had removed from the home as you know, keepsakes and the like, I didn't want to bring back in case it was smoky. No smoke in the house. I have a digital Bluetooth thermometer in my chest freezer. The highest it got to during the 20-hour power outage was -4, so nothing lost there. I had to clean out my fridge. Nothing else. Otherwise, everything was perfect.
So now that you're back home, are you feeling any better?
Actually, you know, that's a darn good question. No, I don't. So when we were driving back on Wednesday, like I was paying, you pay attention. I just noticed that once we got past Powestick, which is about 30 miles out of Creighton, I just saw all of these wildly looking dead trees. Dead, but not burnt. Mm-hmm. And then you look on the ground and you can see that there's some green grass. Very obvious that muskeg came through. My husband came home and he had gone out to try to develop a plan about how we're going to get our ruined pontoon boat back into town. And he said, I'm going along, he said, in the side-by-side. He said, and then there's a fire right by the road. And he said, but you could see it. He said, here I thought it was just a very small fire. He said, but the whole tree surrounding the tree, this large area, was just smoldering. So that's what's going to keep going, and that's going to keep going well into winter. Like, this is not a case of, oh, we're safe, we're back, whatever.
Yeah, and I think the frustration is in a lot, it can be felt, I think, in a lot of your area. Dunair Beach, a law firm I know in Saskatoon, has been gauging interest in class action. You were recently online during that meeting, were you not?
Yes. Yes, I was. There was such an overwhelming demand for the meeting that they had to create more spots. It was basically a Zoom meeting. It wasn't a Q&A. And they basically walked us through how a class action lawsuit happens, you know, what all is involved, what they may or may not pursue. But, I mean, there were, when I was on it, I could see the number of people on the Zoom meeting. There were over 100 people listening to this. And I'm sure every one of them has a story that, you know, people would resonate with. So going forward, I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe what will happen is once the investigation happens with the ombudsman and there are recommendations coming out of that report, maybe they'll say, okay, we can pursue or we can't pursue. The four communities in the area that, you know, everybody knows everybody, this has profoundly affected our communities. But overall, I feel in town here that people, they're cautious, and you can feel the energy. Definitely deflation is the best way to do it. Even if you weren't personally lost anything, you know people who did, or maybe you know, like hiking trails, they're gone. My husband is involved in the local ski club. Some of their really beautiful trails are completely gone. But overall, I can just tell that people, they can feel everybody else's energy, and it does definitely feel deflated. There was a big pancake breakfast on Sunday. Neither my husband and I wanted to go because, you know what? I just don't want to see. I don't want to see people. What do you say to them? Oh, I'm so sorry you lost your house and your livelihood, you know, and your pet and whatever. Like, there's nothing you can say to these people that makes either you or them feel any better. Everything going forward is going to be hard.
Well, thank you, Moira, for continuing to share your story with us. That is Moira Davis, back home in Creighton now, having been evacuated. Now, thankfully, as you heard, no damage, at least to her home. Oh, 6:54. Hey, for the first time ever, the MLB All-Star Game was decided by a swing-off. It was 6-6 after nine innings. And unlike past years where they've said, you know what, we're going to end it in a tie, fans. Here's a tie. You can go home and raise your hands in the air and say, I just witnessed a tie in an All-Star Game. They didn't do that this time. Actually, in their collective agreement, their most current agreement, players union has with the league, I guess they put it in there, they would do a swing off if the game was tied. It was last night. Lisa Schick joins me now in the newsroom. Your ball player, is this something that, I mean, I think it worked overall. It seemed like the fans, it seemed like there was some positive reaction to it, that you just swing it off.
Yeah, definitely more interesting than a tie for sure for the fans. And like, who doesn't like a home run derby, right?
Well, that's like the highlight of the All-Star,
yeah.
The couple days, I guess you can't really call it an All-Star weekend, but Monday, everybody, I know a lot of people always talk about the home run derby. Oh, fans love it. You just watch it on TV, yeah. And you can see the fans loving it in the stands. I think more people will watch or are, more happy to watch that than, say, some of the other leagues' All-Star games, NHL, NBA, NFL didn't really have one, but yeah, the swing off, I think it worked well. Emmy nominations, we were talking about yesterday at this time, Lisa, and they hadn't come out. They have come out now. Apple TV Plus has gotten a lot of nominations.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're Shrinking has a bunch of nominations. Severance led the pack with 27. And I mean, this show has been on my radar for a while, but seeing it get all those nominations actually pushed me to go and put my name in for the electronic list to get it out from the library.
Yeah, and surprising, but maybe not surprising, because he's focused so much on movies over the year. Harrison Ford gets his first Emmy nomination for Shrinking.
Yeah, you know, he's obviously been a huge movie star for, I don't know how many years, since the 70s. But yeah, this is the first time that he's ever gotten a nod from the Emmys. Like you say, not doing a lot of TV, so I suppose. Kristen Bell also got her first ever Emmy nomination. Yes. She was in Nobody Wants This. Most people will probably recognize her. She was Anna in Frozen. She did the voice for that.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall as well.
Oh, yeah.
She's in, right? Yeah. So that's interesting times that, yeah, some newbies, I guess, some well-known faces, but newbies in the sense, yeah, getting their first nominations.
It's that prestige TV, you know, everybody wants to get in on it.
Absolutely. Lisa Schick joining me, coming up in the news, a little bit more on this emergency landing, Lisa, at YQR last night.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, you never want to be involved in it, but everybody's always so interested, like, ooh, there's a plane that wasn't supposed to be there. What's going on? It was about 8:20 last night that it had to go down. It was actually supposed to be going from Hamilton to Vancouver, emergency landing in Regina. And we're learning that it was because of a smoky smell in the cabin. They didn't see smoke, but they smelled it. So the captain was like, we should probably sit down, make sure that there's nothing actually wrong with this. And our Jillian Massey, she was actually at the airport. She went there late at night and was able to talk to some passengers.
Lisa Schick is back in about 2 minutes at the 7 o'clock news. And speaking of Jillian Massey, she will join me next hour. We'll talk to her about some of the things the passengers said, and as well, what comments she got from YQR CEO James Bogus. CJME News Time is now 6:58.
On Rough Riders, on Rough Riders, plunge right through that line.
7:14 on your Wednesday morning. Still some special air quality statements up. Kind of on the west side of the province, hugging the Alberta border into some regions of central Saskatchewan, including Saskatoon this morning. Hey, the Riders getting ready for the BC Lions this weekend, trying to forget that loss to the Stamps last week, of course, delayed by smoke. Here to talk about it all is the Green Zone Rider reporter, Britton Gray. Good morning to you, Britton.
Good morning, Kevin.
So the team was back on the field practicing yesterday. Is their first loss, Britton, getting them down?
Not really, no. They're using it as kind of motivation and a way to learn, right? They knew this team wasn't going undefeated. It's very hard to do that in the CFL with how many games they play. And so now it's a matter of bounce back. Unfortunately, the past few seasons, this team hasn't been able to find that bounce back. They've gone on long winless streaks. So we'll see if this team's a little bit different here this year.
Would you call it an especially physical practice yesterday?
It was. They had the pads on. There was, especially between the offensive and defensive lines, there were guys getting thrown onto the ground, a little bit more physical. That you like to see because, let's be honest, the Calgary Stampeders did out-physical them. They out-muscled them in that game. They won the trench battle on both sides of the football. So like to see that. We'll see how that translates here. But, yeah, it was a nice change of pace to watch.
Yeah, similar comments that we heard from Coach Corey Mace. He seemed to indicate they were down, yes, physically, mentally against that game against the Stamps.
Yeah, absolutely. Big plays. The Riders gave up a ton of big plays, both on offense and on defense as well. And that's something they'll have to do. Corey Mace admitted when I asked him, what needs to change? Because you had Vernon Adams Jr. this past week have a great game. We know what Nathan Rourke can do in this league. How do you stop that? What needs to change? And he said, well, there's a couple schematic things. Sure, it's about the mental breakdowns. You can't have that as a defense, and that's what he felt led to a lot of big plays. So mentally, I think Corey Mace wants to see his team lock in and not give up those big plays. Kind of, it's how the Riders play defense, right? They're willing to let you move down the field, but when there's opportunities, they want to take advantage of those, and they want to stop teams from finding the end zone.
Yeah, and BC certainly has some momentum going into this game.
Yeah, absolutely. They've won two in a row now. As mentioned, Nathan Rourke has been looking better, though his best games so far have come against the Edmonton Elks, who, quite frankly, are a very bad defense right now. They have not been able to figure that out. And so this is going to be a good test, not only for the Riders' defense going against Nathan Rourke, but also what Nathan Rourke can do. And if he really is back to that kind of level we expect him to be at, or if it's just a matter of him facing a bad Elks defense. So this is a very good test for both of these teams this week.
The Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray on the line with me this morning. Britton, I know you also chatted with center Logan Ferland yesterday. What's he saying?
Yeah, just that he was happy to have the pads on. He says it makes watching film after practice a little bit better when you watch it with the pads. And obviously they're disappointed. They kind of took it as a little bit of an insult. It's an offensive line group, the way they couldn't get the run game going against Calgary, how there were quarterback sacks and stuff on that team. They take pride in their work. They want to have a bounce back, and it's going to be interesting. Logan Ferland, he is playing center. He's still kind of a new center. He has a few games under his belt, sure, but it's not his natural position. And then BC could be loud. It's expected to be a pretty good crowd there, and so he'll have to deal with that silent count as well.
Injury update. A couple guys are still a bit banged up, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. One of the interesting ones, Tavon Campbell, looks like he's trending in the right direction. We'll have to see. Marcus Sales and Roland Milligan Jr. didn't participate yesterday, so we'll see if they're out there today. Though, the interesting one was Sam Emelis. He was listed as a full participant, but there was really nothing that indicated he was doing anything more than what he did last week. So we'll see if that maybe ramps up a bit today at practice. But that was one where it was a little shocking to see him listed as full.
Britton Gray, always appreciate your time. Thanks, man.
Not a problem.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Hold one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet.
7:22. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. Ag in Motion is on in Langham, joined on the line this morning by Evan Bray right now. And Evan, today you are at Ag in Motion in Langham. I just want you to be there so badly. I jumped the gun early yesterday.
That's right. But you're right. I'm actually on my way out to Langham as we speak. I think weather-wise, it's going to be a good day for it. Not too hot. And hopefully the smoke lifts. It's still a little bit smoky here, just northwest of Saskatoon. But I think they are saying and predicting that later in the day that the smoke will lift. So that'll be a good thing.
Yeah, right now Environment Canada has special air quality statements up for that region. So, yeah, as Evan just mentioned, hopefully things can stay away. And we have a couple big guests on the show today that you're going to be talking with at Ag in Motion, including Evan, the federal public safety minister.
Yeah, I'm happy that we're able to connect with Minister Gary Anand de Sangaree. You will remember Minister Anand de Sangaree has been on the show before in a different portfolio when he's come to and through Saskatchewan. But this time in the public safety minister role, this is a good one for us. We've got a number of things I want to talk about. The Safe and Secure Borders Act. There's some criticisms that maybe it's a little bit of overreach in terms of privacy concerns and giving too much power to government, to police. So we'll talk about that. I want to talk about the gun ban. Is this going ahead? We've talked about this ad nauseum over the last number of months. Clearly, there's some problems with it. Are there some options to change the course on this? We'll talk about that. And I want to check in on what he knows about our assistant commissioner with the RCMP, a topic that I've been following quite closely. So we'll talk about Rhonda Blackmore with the public safety minister as well today.
Now, staying with the federal government, it'll be interesting, Evan, to see what the prime minister has to say today in Hamilton, expected to make some kind of announcement related to the steel industry, which, of course, those of us here in Regina will be watching very closely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the prime minister is starting to try and soften the country up to the fact that tariffs are likely going to be part of whatever the new trade agreement looks like. He's really not setting out a lot of hope that there's going to be an opportunity to sidestep them completely. So it's about where can they get carve-outs, what can be wrapped in under that CUSMA agreement, and then, of course, what can the federal government do to help those industries that are most affected. And I think, as you've said, Kev, the steel industry is a big one.
Evan Bray with me this morning on the line. You've already talked about the federal public safety minister coming up. Evan, what else is on the show today?
Well, it's a lot about Ag in Motion because we are live on location. Sean Haney, who, of course, you'll know from Real Ag on the Weekend that we host on our radio station, he'll be joining me today at the booth. I'm in the Federated Co-op building, so that's the place to come down and see us if you're coming to Ag in Motion. Kev, they get 35,000 people. This becomes a small city for two or three days in the province. It is the largest outdoor ag show, and they've got a full variety of things going on. Lots of demonstrations, everything from drones to basically you can take test drives on all the different new equipment. There's all kinds of things going on out here. The most text I would get yesterday from day one, Ag in Motion, was about food vendors. So clearly the food vendors are a big part of this as well. It should be a good day down here.
There you go. You can have a hot dog maybe a test fly a drone out there. It should be a great day for you in Langham.
Drive a tractor. What more can you ask for?
Evan, have a great show. Evan Bray is back just after the 8:30 news this morning.